We now continue in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos with lesson number 8. And we turn to the last two Mishnayos of the third Perek, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin, the 6th and 7th Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, which we studied together yesterday, we focused upon the Korban Mincha and Minchas Nesochim, the Yayin, the Shemen, which accompany animal offerings, as well as the pure Korban Mincha. And we learned that there are often situations where two components are required, and the absence of one of those two renders the entire procedure invalid. The next two Mishnayos, indeed the next several Mishnayos going into the next Perek, discuss other situations in halacha, whether the halachos of korbanos, of sacrifices, or other halachos totally unrelated to sacrifices like tefillin and tzitzis, when are the two components both necessary, so that the absence of one component renders the entire procedure invalid. So our Mishnah begins in Mishneh Vov of Perek Gimel, Shnei Si'irei Yom HaKippurim Akvin Ze'eseh. On Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us that we are to bring Shnei Si'irei Izim L'chatos, two goats, indeed two twin goats, and each of them is, upon each of them is placed a lot, a goral, and they each have different fates, so to speak. You have to have both Si'irim. If you have one and not the other, the whole procedure is invalid. That's on Yom Kippur. Now let's go to Shavuos, where we require not two goats, but two sheep. Shnei kivsei atzeres, the two sheep which accompany the shtei halechem, the two breads which are brought as an offering on the holiday of Shavuos, ma'akvin ze'etzeh. You can't just bring one sheep. You have to bring two. It's two or nothing. Shtei chalos, similarly on Shavuos, when you have to bring two loaves, shtei halechem, along with the two sheep, ma'akvo zo ezo, if you bring only one loaf, procedure is invalid. There have to be two. Shnei sidorim, every Shabbos, you place upon the shulchan, the table, in the inner section of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichol, you place two ma'arochos, two stacks of Lechem haponim, of a certain type of breads. Each stack, each ma'arocha, has 6 breads, so there's a total of 12, 6 here and 6 there. Ma'akvin ze'etze, if you have only one ma'arocha, one stack of 6, and not 2, it's possible. You have to have 2 ma'arochos of 6 each. Shnei vozichin, on top of each stack of 6 breads on Shabbos, you place a cup of incense, a bozech, type of a long, elongated goblet, of tube-like container of incense, and you have to have one upon each ma'arocha. Suppose you only have one bozech on one ma'arocha, invalid. Shnei bozichin ma'akvin ze ezze. One has to have 2. Hasidorim v'habozichin ma'akvin ze ezze. The 2 stacks require the 2 bozichin of incense. If you have the sidorim without the bozichin, or the bozichin without the sidorim, the incense without the breads, or the breads without the incense, it's valid, invalid. You have to have both. One without the other, invalid. Similarly, Shnei Minim Sheba Nozir. When a Nozir finishes with his Nazirus, he's made a vow to be a Nozir, to refrain from wine, etc. At the end of his term, he brings 2 types of breads, Chalos Matzos, loaves of matzah, and Rekike Matzos, biscuits of matzah. Later on, we will learn the exact nature of the difference between Chalos and Rekikin. But for now, it suffice to say that the Nozir has to bring both the Chalos Matzos and the Rekike Matzos. So Shnei Minim Sheba Nozir and Shlosha Sheba Poro. When preparing the Pora Aduma, the red heifer from which its ashes are sprinkled together with water, are sprinkled upon the person who has become defiled, become tome in contact with a dead body. So there are three components necessary in the preparation of the entire procedure. And they are Eitz Erez, a piece of wood from a cedar tree, the Ezov, and a kind of a herb or weed called Hyssop in English, Hyssop, Ezov, and Ushanito Loas, a thread of a certain type of silk. You have to have all three. Shloshon Shebaporo. One missing, but we will see it's possible. Arbo Shebatoda, when a person brings a thanksgiving offering, along with the animal offering, he brings four types of breads, 10 of each type, and they are Chalos Matzos, Rekike Matzos, Soles Murbeches, and Chalos Lechem Chometz, 30, 3 times 10, 3 types of matzah, loaves, rekikin, and Murbeches, which is prepared in a certain way by boiling it in water, and Chometz dikke, breads, regular chalos like we eat Friday night at the table when it's not Pesach. So he has to bring all four types. Arbo shebatodo, arbo shebelulav. Now we're moving away from korbonos, and we're moving into familiar territory, so to speak. The four minim, the esrog, the lulav, the hadas, and the arova, which are required for sukkos, you have to have all four. Three without the fourth, any three without the fourth, not a mitzvah. Arbo Sheba Mitzora. The Mitzora, the leper, when he goes through his purification procedure, requires Eitz Erez, Ezov, Shnitolas, and the Tziporim, the birds. All these examples that we've just learned, Shnei Minim Sheba Nozir, and the Shloisha Sheba Poro, and Abo Sheba Toida, Abo Sheba Lulav, Abo Sheba Metzoro, Ma'akvin Ze Es Ze. You have to have the whole package of three or four. One's missing, the whole thing is invalid. Similarly, Sheva Hazoyo Sheba Poro, in the preparation of the Poro Adumo, the Kohen sprinkles the purifying water, the purifying substances toward the Ohel Moed 7 times. Suppose he does it 6 times, possible. Sheva hazayo shebaporo ma'akvos zoeso. Sheva hazayo shel bein habadim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen sprinkles blood 7 times before the poles of the Aron. V'shal ha'paroches, and similarly the sprinklings that he does toward the curtain. V'shal mizbach hazohar, the sprinklings of blood that he does from the goat and from the cow of Yom Kippur on the golden mizbeach in the heichal, which he does on Yom Kippur. And by the way, such hazoyos are also required for other korbanos, the par kohen ha'moshiach, par helem dover shel sibur, si'ire shigigas avodizora. In any of these situations, when 7 sprinklings are required, you have to do all 7. Ma'akvos zo es zo. One is missing, and the whole procedure is invalid. The Mishnah Zayin continues with other examples of where you have to have the whole package, and if one is missing, the entire item is invalid. For example, Mishnah Zayin, Shiva Knei Menorah, the 7 rods which protrude from the central base of the menorah. One is the base of the menorah itself, and 6, 3 in either direction. If you don't have 7 kanim, 7 rods, the central rod and the 3 on the left, 3 on the right, protruding from the central rod, ma'akvin zeh. If the menorah is missing 1 koneh, the menorah is not valid for its mitzvah. Shiva neiroseho mi akvin zeese. At the top of each rod, there was a little bowl in which the oil was placed and the wick. if one of those bowls, that technically a ner is not a candle, but a ner is a bowl in which oil and a wick is placed, if one of those bowls, one of those neros is missing, it's the menorah is not valid. In a mezuzah, there are two passages which are essential to be written in the mezuzah. The parsha of Shema from Kriya Shema and the parsha of Ahoyo Im Shomoa from Voeschanan and from Ekev. If one is missing, Akfozo Ezo, the absence of any one of them renders the mezuzah not kosher. Not only that, says the Mishnah, if one letter is missing or is improperly written, the entire mezuzah is invalid. Arba parshio shebatfilin, the four passages of the Torah which have to be written into tfilin, they are from Parshas Bo, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, and also from Parshas Bo, V'hoyo ki yeviyacho, and from Parshas Voeschanan, the Shema, and from Parshas Ekev, the V'hoyo im Shemoa, they all four have to be in the tefillin. If not, ma'akvo zo ezo, the absence of one renders the entire tefillin pesulim. But by tefillin, not only the absence of a parsha ma'akev, but v'yafilu kisav echad miyakvon, one letter which is missing or written improperly, can render the entire tefillin invalid. Arba tzitzios. Person has to put, man has to put on his four corners of his beged tzitzis. Suppose, instead of doing it on all four corners, he did it only on three. Arba tzitzios ma'akvos zo ezo. Why? She'arba arbaton mitzvah achas. It's one mitzvah with four components. If one component is missing, the mitzvah is missing and the mitzvah was not fulfilled. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says, no, it's not one mitzvah with four components. Arbaton arba mitzvos. There's four separate mitzvos, and therefore, if you have tzitzis on three corners and not on four, he's also fulfilled, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the mitzvah of tzitzis, but we don't follow Rabbi Yishmael's ruling. Four is four, and if one is missing, the tzitzis are possible. And so we have completed Mishnah number 7 of Perek Gimel. We have in the process finished Perek Gimel, the third Perek, and we've completed now lesson number 8 of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos.